Hello, my name is Ellie C.B. Wallace, and this is going to be the seventh and final episode in my podcast mini-series for the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. And, at the moment, I'm on my last week, and I guess this is going to be a very reflective episode on my experiences. Obviously time has passed, but it's so bizarre to me that I'm already so close to reaching the 10-week mark since I've started this internship. And so much has happened, and so much has, I've learned so much, and I have done so much since then. And it's hard for me to almost comprehend that. I would like to start off by saying I'm very glad that I did choose this internship of, I guess, the other potentials that I was offered. Obviously I learned a lot from the internship itself, but I really have to give out a shout out to my coworkers, because they have been really, really great to me. One thing that I didn't expect when I first came here was actually eating lunch, like the way that we have lunch break together. And that is, we all sit in the same room around the table that I work at all day, because that's the biggest table we've got. And we talk and we make conversation. Maybe it's just me, and me coming from, like, an American workplace and I've never really had a real, I guess, quote, adult job before. I've worked, like, by the hour at grocery stores before. This is obviously a bit different, but I wasn't expecting that. And just being able to sit here and talk and learn from my coworkers has been an experience that, I mean, quite frankly, it has been quite a blessing. Getting to talk over, like, news, for example, both German and America, comparing German culture, them explaining words to me that I hadn't heard. So obviously my vocabulary has expanded quite a bit. Maybe my formal speaking grammar hasn't, like, fared so well, but obviously I can still communicate with my coworkers. Maybe I just have a wrong verb placement every once in a while. But sitting there and talking with my coworkers has been an experience that I didn't expect, and I've learned so much about, I guess, German culture and German society too. And you know, that's a big reason why I came here, was to get an experience in a different country and to learn about that country's culture, how the people view it, their history, and so on and so forth. I mean, obviously these conversations have included a lot of comparison with the US, but even still, learning, me asking, for example, my coworkers about what it was like to live in East Germany and West Germany during the Cold War. How do they view each side of Germany? Like, what do they think is the best part of Germany? And, like, what is their opinions and ideas on the rest of the world? That has been, I think, particularly eye-opening to me, and something that I will treasure for genuinely a really long time. I really appreciate that so much. Obviously, that's not the only thing that I've been doing. I'm not just sitting and eating lunch all day. I'm doing, you know, work beyond making podcasts. But I've also learned quite a lot about... Okay, well, one of my initial goals coming into the internship was to learn about the logistics of an archive. Like, what does it mean to have this material, to, like, categorize it, and how do you even use an archive? Like, that's not something that I've never really been in before. And so, I mean, obviously, a large part of my work has been, you know, uploading to the database. What do I need to add? How do I use it to search for things? And given that I really want to do research when I'm older, that has been really eye-opening. I've learned a lot about how to navigate this type of material and, like, this type of sorting system that I think will be very, very valuable to me in the future. And so, yeah, learning how to use the database, learning how to upload to the database, and learning how to do research and pull things out of the archive is something that I will take away from here and continue to use in the future. It was also really eye-opening, I think, just, you know, working in, like, a German archive in general. I think the work cultures in the US and Germany are different. Actually, I know they are different. I've experienced these differences. But getting that experience of the German culture and helping to, explore what I want to do when I'm older, how I want to work, what method I want to use is, I don't even know how else to really explain it other than it was really eye-opening to see how a German workplace worked instead of, you know, an American one like I'm used to. And I just really appreciate the attitude that my coworkers have around it and, you know, that type of thing, I guess. I don't know if that's the best way to explain it, but that is the way that I am going to explain it. Yeah. Through my talking with my coworkers, through my work here, through just being able to look and experience being in an archive, I think has been a really valuable experience. And I'm really glad that I was able to take it, that I had the opportunity to, the means to, the support to, and I guess I want to end this saying that don't write off, I guess, archival work or as super boring or super mundane or super useless, I guess. Like, we are doing valuable work in preserving and cataloging our history, and additionally, it's important, I think, to our society that we do this. And so I'm really glad that I was able to take part in this process of learning and cataloging and so on and so forth. I said that that's kind of what I want to end the episode on, but I do want to offer just a little treat. Thank you, workers of the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive, for making my internship experience one that was worth having. I understand that I'm speaking in English right now, but, like, I want you to know that I'm grateful for everything that you guys have done. And for those who are maybe interested in research, economically or otherwise, I encourage you to reach out to the archive. They will help you, and they will help you provide resources for you to get what you need. Well, I think that's probably all of it. So, Eliana C.B. Wallace, signing off. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed.